Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Peter Bunn. This is my first radio show. I'm here to talk a little bit about my background. I've been in the space of corporate technology. I studied computer science, and I've worked in corporate for the past 22 years. Specializing in computer software engineering, software development, and things like that. Aside from my corporate and my education, I've always been an auto enthusiast since my teenage years, and coming from parents, they don't agree on the basis of working on cars for a living. So they said, you're going to school and you're going to study to become an engineer. So I did exactly that. And as I got my first paycheck working for technology firms, I saved up enough money to buy my first JDM. It was an Acura Integra. I really enjoyed it. And through that phase, I got into different vehicle technology, including hybrid tech, as I saved up enough money due to the gasoline and fuel being on the more expensive side versus driving a Toyota Prius. It's not a fun car to drive, but it is very friendly on the wallet, as to road trips and things like that. So as part of my interest in the automotive field, I just started to take these different cars apart and learning about the different technologies introduced, as well as doing customizations and performance and things like that. So throughout that phase, while conducting my full-time job, I did these things out of my home garage, where I would take the different components apart. I was into car audio and performance modifications on the JDM or Acura Integra, and I did a lot of customizations on that. And from there I learned how to work on cars, and which gave me the braveness to take apart the Toyota Prius as my commuter car, to understand how the hybrid technology space works, and identifying the failure points, which was more or less correlated to too much heat going to the hybrid battery, and Toyota designed their systems with a fan or air cooled. However, as part of the sales process at your local Toyota dealership, they don't always know to educate consumers on the basis of those failure points. So so it gets too much heat because it's driven by a fan, and that fan is located in the rear passenger side or driver side, and sometimes that vent can get a little bit clogged with dust, dirt, debris, which is common. However, when that does clog, it does not provide a sufficient draft of air into your hybrid battery, and when there's an insufficient draft of air, the battery, hybrid battery, would start to overheat. And when it overheats, that's when batteries loses its components on the basis of ability to charge. And that's the case with almost any electronic device. If you've ever left your phone inside your car in the hot summer heat, and you go pick up your phone after it sits outside or in your car, you'll notice that your phone will say that it's too hot and it needs to cool down in order for you to resume normal functionality. So that same analogy applies on the basis of these hybrid vehicle batteries, and it's important to ensure that there's sufficient cooling. So these were the things that I enjoyed doing as an interest and a hobby in taking things apart and learning about it, examining it, and identifying what can be done to address matters, as I've had, my family has had bad experiences or limited experience with taking cars to the dealership, and sometimes the service advisor or the techs indicate you have to replace the entire battery, which comes at a sizable expense of about $8,000 for $6,000 to $8,000 of these hybrid batteries. And as somebody who doesn't have a lot of automotive experience but is geared with an engineered mindset, I disagreed with the diagnosis and said, I'm going to take this apart and figure it out for myself as to whether or not the entire hybrid battery needs to be replaced. And the vast majority of those quotations are on the basis of labor, as it takes a lot of time to open the entire unit, and the way dealerships operate, they have service bulletins, and that's what's recommended by the manufacturer, in this case, Toyota, to just replace the entire dynamic, whereby myself, I like to be able to open it up, examine when there's those failures, and identifying, because there's a number of different sensors, different systems, and control units in each car, and they log events based off of errors and things not working correctly. So in the modern computer and car, many of these events are identified, and it just takes the right tools and the right mindset driven individual to identify and diagnose accordingly. So that's how I started my journey in the space of trying to take my interest and hobby and developing experience and hardening that as my skill and talent, based off of, engineering principles, logical associations, and doing what makes the most sense as a consumer that's had our own battery, fall apart due to insufficient heating, cooling, due to heat, overload to these batteries. And oftentimes within these batteries, it's not the full stack that goes out. They usually consist of anywhere between 20 and 32, of these, nickel based batteries. So when it throws a hybrid system error, it's usually due to a few cells, that, doesn't get that sufficient cooling, and it starts to create an imbalance. So in each battery cell, it holds, a count of amp hours, and when that charge rate, has too much of a delineation, that's when your hybrid system in the vehicle will fail, because it does not like the variance of more than 0.5. So based off that behavior due to heat or just wear and tear, because these batteries do go out, the cells do need to get replaced. There's different service providers out there that advise that the cells can be recharged. However, that's a process that does not always work properly for a longer term. It's what we define in the industry as a short-term solution, as battery cells become resistive. It will work for some duration of 3 to 6 months, but after that period, those cells go back into their same resistive state as they were initially in. And so that's where, as I did all of the analytics around why when you bring your vehicle to a Toyota dealership, they propose replacing the entire stack, which comes at a very hefty expense because of the warranty associations. Or the other option is for consumers to replace individual cells with cells that have been time tested, as there are procedures involved with regards to identifying how resistive is a given cell. There's a lot of different devices and computer systems that are out there that can track this type of behavior, but they are very costly, as with many technological systems. So along those lines, I wanted to provide that educational context of how the hybrid energy systems work and the different offerings that are in the market, from your big box dealerships to independent service shops, and make sure you do your research on what these different shops or dealerships are informing you of on the basis of why I need to replace the entire system if it's not necessary. But again, the most common failure is the clogging of the air vent that's located on the driver's side rear passenger. So always keep that area clear of any bags, dust, debris, do clean it every couple of months, as even when your windows are down, when you're driving on the road, dust, debris comes into your cabin, and since that filter area acts as a draft, a fan is pulling air, sucking into that hybrid battery space. So just be sure to clean that area, and your battery will thank you on the basis of keeping it cool. So that's more or less where I started my journey between my JDM and deep diving into the hybrid, the initial, I think it was a 2001 to 2004 Toyota hybrid, and I was very interested in learning more and more about these different spaces. And so as the Chevy Volt was released, or the plug-in Toyota Prius came about, that's when the technology evolved. So we fast forward 10 years to 2011 to about 2015 was when these plug-in models were introduced, where you got, I believe, 40 miles to a charge on the Chevrolet Volt, which I loved because electric at the time was much cheaper than gas. 40 miles on the Chevrolet Volt got me to and from work without having to pay for any gasoline, which I fell in love with. So, of course, I went out and bought one of those, and I drove that for a number of years, and of course I decided to take that car apart as well. That was a much larger endeavor, since the battery on that car, it's a lot bigger than what was on the initial Toyota Prius, which is about half the size of your trunk. In this very use case, the Chevrolet Volt is just about your entire undercarriage of the vehicle, which took a lot of effort and time to take apart, but it was a very enjoyable experience to understand the evolution from nickel-based batteries to lithium-ion in its initial release. And so as I took that Chevrolet Volt apart and its battery, it was a great experience. I was shocked to see how big that battery was, but as part of taking it apart, the engineering is very similar, except that the battery is much larger, and it introduces charging systems, and the same type of thing would happen on the basis of the cells getting out of its balance. And so the Chevrolet Volt consists of four different battery dynamics, and usually a few cells would go out, and the same story is here with whether it's the Chevrolet Volt or the Toyota Prius. It was the great thing was when it was first released, there was a great warranty around it, but again, it's after the warranty is over, that's when I believe the tab that day the Chevrolet dealer asked for was somewhere in the $9,000 to $10,000 range, which is a very, very hefty price tag. And so that's that's more or less what drove me from the initial Toyota Prius to the Volt, which escalated, right, its technology from nickel to lithium. And so I examined the system, understanding the charging system, since that didn't exist in the Prius space. And after working on a number of these and studying my own car, I started to work on friends' cars that had these challenges, and I've developed confidence into my space of diagnosing these batteries, and that's when I took it to understand the other OEMs, including BMW and Nissan's with regards to that. So to learn the differences between the systems, so which I find very interesting to seeing how each manufacturer handles their heat constraints or battery management systems, as those are what contributes to the failures of these vehicles. So that was my journey on the basis of learning about hybrid tech, plug-in hybrid, or what they call battery electric vehicles. And each of them have different quirks. There's no right or wrong. There's just a matter of taking engineering principles from a multifactorial, from American, domestic, Japanese, as well as German. So I fused these experiences together so I can create something.
When it comes to automotive detailing, IPAC Automotive in Ontario is the best. Ceramic coating, paint protection films, vinyl wraps, all to make the exterior of your car, SUV, or truck last longer and look beautiful, and you'll get a one-year warranty. So what are you waiting for? If you're in the Inland Empire and you want the best automotive detailing for a great price, drop by IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario.
Okay, breathe. You just found out that your Tesla needs a new battery, and it's going to cost you between $15,000 to $22,000. Take a deep breath. What if I told you that I know a place where you don't have to replace the whole battery, but only the defective modules located in the battery, and you'll get a warranty? Are you breathing easier yet? Well, you should be, since replacing the modules is only about $5,000 to $14,000. That's quite a savings. Go to IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. It's worth it. IPAC Automotive in Ontario.
Status and performance is what Porsche owners demand. And now, if you're in Ontario, San Bernardino, or anywhere in the Inland Empire, there's a place where you can come for superior maintenance services for your Porsche. The same quality service as your Porsche dealer, but at a better price. And you're not just a number. Come to IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario and see the difference. Maintain status and performance. Get your Porsche maintenance at a better price at IPAC Automotive in Ontario now.
Listen up, classic car owners. Dry ice detailing is the latest, most effective way to get rid of rust, oil, grease, and debris. It freeze-dries the dirt to make everything clean without causing damage. And this dry ice detailing is not just for classic cars, but all cars, trucks, SUVs, or any machinery that needs to look like new again without damage. It's fast, it's easy, and it's at IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. Visit IPACAutomotive.com or call 909-772-4568.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
If you just tuned in, this is Peter Vaughn again from IPAC Automotive. You can, earlier we talked about the different manufacturers in the space of hybrid tech, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, as well as battery electric vehicles. So when it comes to my operation, the name of the company is IPAC Automotive, and you can find us in Ontario, California. My website is www.ipacautomotive.com, and we specialize in everything related to hybrid technologies, plug-in hybrids, as well as battery electric vehicles. As I shared in the earlier segment, you want to keep a close eye out for the ventilation, sufficient ventilation to these batteries, as heat is your most common reason for failure. Your next most common reasoning would be in the space of insufficient coolant. And unfortunately, with these systems, they don't always communicate effectively as to when the coolant levels are on the lower end, especially for the Chevrolet Volt that we talked about earlier. So do check your coolant levels from time to time, or ensure that your battery is in line. The other thing that I forgot to mention with regards to the Volt is going to be around ensuring that you do use that high voltage system, as with certain functions, when they're not used, from a computer system analogy, they feel that they're forgotten about, and when that does happen, that's when the batteries go brittle with regards to lithium tech. If you don't have a charger at home, with regards to the Volts, you can drive it in what they define as battery recharge mode on the early model Volt to the next generation, which allows for more regeneration. So yes, please do keep an eye out for the cooling dynamics. And since these cars has regenerative braking, you do need to make sure that your brakes are your brake pads and calipers are checked at least once a year. So those are some elements to be aware of in ensuring that your hybrid system runs as healthily as possible. And just whichever shop you bring your vehicle in for service, if you're not familiar with these spaces, be sure to just mention it. And I'm always here. Again, Peter Bunn at IPAC Automotive. We're located in Ontario. You can always reach out. Just send us a message on our website, and I'd be more than happy to provide additional education and insights around everything related to these hybrid battery systems, electric vehicle systems, and things like that. So, it is another notable comment is it is normal for the range of these batteries to show a lesser charge, as that charge sometimes is defined by how the vehicle is driven when you're driving on full EV mode, where it based off of your pedal, your floor to pedal dynamic will define what the computer screen shows in terms of how many miles you have in the car. So whether it's the BMW i3, the early models gives you a good 60 miles or so. Sometimes when you drive it hard, it may sometimes show you 40 at full charge, but that's just based off of how it was driven, just as insight to those owners drive the battery electric vehicles, or known as BEV. So just wanted to share that notable comment. And while your vehicle is under warranty, you can bring it in to the dealership to have them check your battery health with the systems that these dealerships have. However, if it's out of warranty, independent shops like mine would be able to assess those dynamics if it would be of interest to you. So that's the different vehicles that I developed my craft around before I went deeper into working on other vehicles and systems that are in the electric vehicle space. But like with any car, these are just like combustion vehicles in that they require normal maintenance. Just because it's an electric vehicle does not necessitate that it does not require service, as suspensions, brake systems, they're all of the same. It's just there's no internal combustion engine involved. There is less maintenance involved with these electric vehicles, but just keep in mind, when those batteries go out, it's a very, very hefty bill. So that's why you want to keep an eye out for the temperature, on these cells and the sufficient coolant, so that you won't need, to replace the battery. However, if you drive these electric vehicles with a lot of mileage, the batteries do go out. So just be aware of such dynamics. Electric vehicles does save money on the basis of going to the gas station, but just treat them nicely on the basis of sufficient heat and using that battery technology. Otherwise, these batteries, when they're on the low end, the lithium tech will get comfortable in their low charge range, and they tend to sometimes not go back to their normal state if they're left on the dry side. So just wanted to share that nugget of information. And that applies for the plug-in hybrids as well, where the drivetrain recharges as you drive, but the plug-in is where the battery gets fully charged, which that's what these lithium ion batteries prefer, a full charge from time to time. And that's at least once every other week. And we're about to take a break, and we'll catch up soon.
Okay, breathe. You just found out that your Tesla needs a new battery, and it's going to cost you between $15,000 to $22,000. Take a deep breath. What if I told you that I know a place where you don't have to replace the whole battery, but only the defective modules located in the battery, and you'll get a warranty. Are you breathing easier yet? Well, you should be, since replacing the modules is only about $5,000 to $14,000. That's quite a savings. Go to IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. It's worth it. IPAC Automotive in Ontario.
When it comes to automotive detailing, IPAC Automotive in Ontario is the best. Ceramic coating, paint protection films, vinyl wraps, all to make the exterior of your car, SUV, or truck last longer and look beautiful, and you'll get a one-year warranty. So what are you waiting for? If you're in the Inland Empire and you want the best automotive detailing for a great price, drop by IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario.
Listen up, classic car owners. Dry ice detailing is the latest, most effective way to get rid of rust, oil, grease, and debris. It freeze-dries the dirt to make everything clean without causing damage. And this dry ice detailing is not just for classic cars, but all cars, trucks, SUVs, or any machinery that needs to look like new again without damage. It's fast, it's easy, and it's at IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. Visit IPACAutomotive.com or call 909-772-4568.
Status and performance is what Porsche owners demand. And now, if you're in Ontario, San Bernardino, or anywhere in the Inland Empire, there's a place where you can come for superior maintenance services for your Porsche. The same quality service as your Porsche dealer, but at a better price. And you're not just a number. Come to IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario and see the difference. Maintain status and performance. Get your Porsche maintenance at a better price at IPAC Automotive in Ontario now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
If you just tuned in, this is Peter Bond from IPAC Automotive. If you missed the first part of this show, you can find it on HealthyLife.net, podcast on demand link. And we talked about different hybrid techs. We've talked about plug-in electric vehicles, battery electric vehicles. And during our last segment, we were talking a little bit about the lithium-ion battery cells and how they're quite different than nickel-based. So nickel-based fuses many different types of raw materials, which makes it a firmer battery type. However, when it comes to lithium-ion, you can further define that as a more gel-based technology. Earlier, I was mentioning these lithium-ion batteries enjoy being charged or utilized in full form. And by full form, you should, at a minimum, charge it at least once every other week, or best case scenario is every other day, as because lithium-ion battery technology composes of a more gel-based dynamic. If you were to take apart, or if you Googled lithium-ion batteries, you will see that they consist of a gel-based technology, which consists of coppers and other raw materials. So because it's gel-based, when you leave the battery always on the low or 0% dynamic, the battery tends to get comfortable in that space. And in this case, it is not a good idea to have your battery comfortable being on the lower end of the spectrum. And that applies to everyday life. We don't like to always be running on close to empty, because that's not a good idea in how we start our day on a Monday morning. For instance, it's great to start off the week with a bang, right? So when it comes to these batteries, you want them frequently charged. Now, that doesn't mean, right, always leaving it plugged in, as the news has shown you, whereby sometimes leaving it charged all the time isn't a great idea and unplugging them when it's at capacity. But in the use case of charging them is what you want to do to save money on gas, as well as preventing further battery degradation by giving it the charge that it wants. So again, this is Peter Bunn from IPAC Automotive. We're located in Ontario, California, 1139 West State Street. If you wanted to learn more about these battery technologies, we're always around. If you wanted to talk anything battery. So this has been my journey in understanding, everything from combustion engines, hybrid, plug-in, hybrid, battery electric vehicles. And that takes me, that took me to further expand my journey, in understanding the automotive technology space. And, I decided to, Teslas, when they were first released, were one of my dream cars to own with regards to seeing that there's autopilot, seeing that there's over 200 miles of range, on just EV. And so, I decided one day to buy the early model Tesla Model S, P85, which stands for performance. And just like all the other cars that I've worked through, I was very interested to seeing how Tesla does their engineering different than that of the Japanese makes, right? From Toyota, Nissan, domestics, Chevrolet, Ford, and BMW. And so I bought a Tesla that had some of these battery challenges, and I took that on as a weekend project, took apart the battery. Earlier I mentioned between a Toyota Hybrid and the Chevrolet Volt, that was a big challenge variant given the size of the battery. Well, from a Volt to a Tesla, it was an even bigger feat on the basis of this Tesla battery consists of about 1,200 pounds, which requires a lot of equipment to get that battery off properly. So it was a really fun challenge. I enjoyed it a lot. But upon opening up and learning about these Tesla lithium ion batteries, to date there's about four generations since Tesla has hit the market, not counting the Tesla Roadster. But in these four generations of batteries of production, as expected from an engineering dynamic, when it comes to lithium ion, as I shared, they like to be frequently charged. However, in this case, when it comes to Tesla's battery, based off of just the amount of amp hours and the amount of kilowatt hours introduced, it does not like to be fully charged. Because the higher the charge, the higher the temperature. And as I shared earlier in the segment, batteries do not like heat, excessive heat. And the charge, when vehicles are being charged, it causes a lot of heat to the battery. And so as part of the early model S releases, the heat management, systems, worked fine. However, they also released Tesla superchargers, and superchargers mean there is a lot more heat involved than charging at home. At home, it's your typical 10 to 30 amp charge, whereby at the superchargers, you're dealing with up to about 70 amps, in which case 70 to 80 amps, which does cause a lot of heat to the battery. So I just wanted to share that context, and we're about to take a break, and we'll go further into the Tesla intricacies in the next session.
Status and performance is what Porsche owners demand. And now, if you're in Ontario, San Bernardino, or anywhere in the Inland Empire, there's a place where you can come for superior maintenance services for your Porsche. The same quality service as your Porsche dealer, but at a better price. And you're not just a number. Come to IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario and see the difference. Maintain status and performance. Get your Porsche maintenance at a better price at IPAC Automotive in Ontario now.
Listen up, classic car owners. Dry ice detailing is the latest, most effective way to get rid of rust, oil, grease, and debris. It freeze-dries the dirt to make everything clean without causing damage. And this dry ice detailing is not just for classic cars, but all cars, trucks, SUVs, or any machinery that needs to look like new again without damage. It's fast, it's easy, and it's at IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. Visit IPACAutomotive.com or call 909-772-4568.
When it comes to automotive detailing, IPAC Automotive in Ontario is the best. Ceramic coating, paint protection films, vinyl wraps, all to make the exterior of your car, SUV, or truck last longer and look beautiful, and you'll get a one-year warranty. So what are you waiting for? If you're in the Inland Empire and you want the best automotive detailing for a great price, drop by IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario.
Okay, breathe. You just found out that your Tesla needs a new battery, and it's going to cost you between $15,000 to $22,000. Take a deep breath. What if I told you that I know a place where you don't have to replace the whole battery, but only the defective modules located in the battery, and you'll get a warranty? Are you breathing easier yet? Well, you should be, since replacing the modules is only about $5,000 to $14,000. That's quite a savings. Go to IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. It's worth it. IPAC Automotive in Ontario.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
If you're just tuning in, this is Peter Bond again from IPAC Automotive. We're located in Ontario, California, and we specialize in everything related to hybrid, plug-in hybrids, and electric vehicles, including Teslas. So earlier I was mentioning that there's a caveat with regards to charging electric vehicles. With Teslas, you do not want to charge 100% as much as possible. As again, the number one dynamic that causes these batteries to go out is due to excessive heat. And so Tesla did a fine job engineering cooling solutions by way of coolant lines throughout the entire high voltage battery pack, as well as supplemental cooling via your air conditioning compressor system. So there's one dynamic I wanted to share where when there's no Freon in your system. Freon is the component involved with regards to cooling of air or air conditioning. It requires Freon to cool down the air in order to cool us down in the vehicle as well as the battery. So when you're at the charging station or when you're charging your car at home, due to the heat that's generated by charging, you might hear a loud fan kick on. Well, that's your AC compressor system working really hard to cool down your car, which it's okay for that to take place. However, it's not the greatest thing. So if you do that on a daily basis, that you're causing that much heat to the battery, just keep in mind that your battery may wear out due to the amount of heat and abuse that's given to it. And for those that aren't already aware, when your battery goes out, there's a number of different errors out there that Tesla's as far as the high voltage battery is concerned. When you see the dreaded BMS U029 error on the vehicle, that error translates that the cells, one or more modules, have become resistive. And based off that behavior of these cells, so it's important to note that in each battery module, there's 444 lithium-ion cells, and if one or more of these cells become resistive due to insufficient cooling or that the battery just goes out, it can cause that error where it serves as a trigger to the software systems involved that your battery can no longer operate on normal conditions. And if you're under warranty, right, please do bring that in to Tesla to have them replace your pack or diagnose it as part of your warranty. However, for those who are no longer in warranty, they can hit you anywhere with a $15,000 for a remanufactured pack or a brand new pack for $22,000 to replace the entire high voltage battery system. So my shop, IPAC Automotive, we specialize in not just replacing the entire pack, but rather doing a deep dive and diagnostic as to how many modules are affected. So within your high voltage battery pack, it consists of anywhere between 14 and 16 of these battery modules. And generally, when that error occurs, you would experience anywhere between 2 to 4 modules that have a failed cell that's become resistive. And we have the ability to open up the pack and diagnose it to the specific modules and only replacing the modules that are affected by this resistive cell. That's what we specialize in. We can replace the pack entirely if that's your wish, or we can replace the individually affected module, and we can provide a battery health diagnostic of what you should expect as far as the life of its battery. We offer many other services as well, including battery upgrades. So if you had an early Model S, 60 kilowatt hour, we have the ability to upgrade those to 90 kilowatt hour batteries. So we offer many different services related to electric vehicles and providing you education so you know what not to do and taking care of your vehicle so it can last a lifetime. So thank you all so much for listening in to Peter Bond at IPAC Automotive. Again, we're located at 1139 West State Street, Ontario, California. You can find us on healthylife.net, podcasts on demand, and our next show will be on Monday, September 16th at 9 a.m. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in, and have a great day.
Listen up, classic car owners. Dry ice detailing is the latest, most effective way to get rid of rust, oil, grease, and debris. It freeze-dries the dirt to make everything clean without causing damage. And this dry ice detailing is not just for classic cars, but all cars, trucks, SUVs, or any machinery that needs to look like new again without damage. It's fast, it's easy, and it's at IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. Visit IPACAutomotive.com or call 909-772-4568.
Status and performance is what Porsche owners demand. And now, if you're in Ontario, San Bernardino, or anywhere in the Inland Empire, there's a place where you can come for superior maintenance services for your Porsche. The same quality service as your Porsche dealer, but at a better price. And you're not just a number. Come to IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario and see the difference. Maintain status and performance. Get your Porsche maintenance at a better price at IPAC Automotive in Ontario now.
Okay, breathe. You just found out that your Tesla needs a new battery, and it's going to cost you between $15,000 to $22,000. Take a deep breath. What if I told you that I know a place where you don't have to replace the whole battery, but only the defective modules located in the battery, and you'll get a warranty? Are you breathing easier yet? Well, you should be, since replacing the modules is only about $5,000 to $14,000. That's quite a savings. Go to IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. It's worth it. IPAC Automotive in Ontario.
When it comes to automotive detailing, IPAC Automotive in Ontario is the best. Ceramic coating, paint protection films, vinyl wraps, all to make the exterior of your car, SUV, or truck last longer and look beautiful, and you'll get a one-year warranty. So what are you waiting for? If you're in the Inland Empire and you want the best automotive detailing for a great price, drop by IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario. IPAC Automotive at 1139 State Street in Ontario.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.